If you missed this in the first hour, I guess it was, I want to play this for you because I want to get this in. Bill Maher trashing Andrew Wang. Andrew Wang ran for president as a Democrat in the field that produced Joe Biden as your president, apparently. At any rate, Andrew Wang was getting trashed to his face by Bill Maher. And sitting right there is Alyssa Slotkin, running for Senate, obviously a member of Congress currently, running for Senate in Michigan. And about the most partisan member of Congress there is. She's voted like 99% of the time with the Democrats. And so you have to hear what is said. And then her laughable response, it's an absurd response. I'm sorry, Alyssa. It's an absurd response about, you know, being brave and, you know, standing up for the right thing and being willing to lose an election, you know, because you believe and not be. Oh, please. Bite number 12. Listen to this whole thing. Bite 12. Go.
That our current political system is not going to address poverty or climate change or polarization unless you actually fix the incentives. And it was a U.S. senator who said this to me, and everyone needs to understand this. She said, we're at a point in American life where an issue is worth more to us unaddressed than addressed. Because if I lean forward to solve the problem, what happens? I get beat up by my base, my job security goes down, I get attacked. Right. So we're in a no compromise zone. So if you wanted to, let's say, alleviate poverty in America, you have to fix our democratic system. This two-party system is not designed to deliver solutions.
I just have to say.
Okay, but again, that's.
I just have to say, so I'm not 100% sure how a different party, I mean, you have to explain how that's going to change the whole system. But here's the thing. If you have a senator, as someone who's running for Senate, if you have a senator who's saying, the incentives are wrong, so I can't do the right thing, that's the problem, not the fact that we need another party. It's that you have people who won't take risks. You have people who are going to put their reelection over anything else, who are worried from a primary from their left or for right,
yep.
100%. But if you put people who are brave in those places, if you put people who are saying, like, look, if I don't win my next election, no one dies. I can go on. I'll find another job. Then you actually see the incentives change because then they want to do the right thing. That is part of why our government doesn't work. It sometimes is people. So,
Alyssa Slotkin talking about being brave and standing up and not worrying about being. Please. Alyssa. Your voting record is like 99% with Joe Biden. Where's your bravery? Where's your independence? Where is this independent streak? This moderate streak? There is no moderate streak with Alyssa Slotkin. Still waiting for her to come here and discuss gun control with me. She said, if you're not willing to have a conversation, you're part of the problem. Well, gee, I've been trying to have a conversation, ma'am. You are my member of Congress. I'd love to have a conversation. It'll be respectful. Doesn't mean we agree on everything. Anyhow. It's so laughable. It's a completely political answer for a woman running for U.S. Senate. It's just so galling. Well, you know, the Hunter Biden investigation reaching new levels in recent days after it was revealed that millions of dollars were transferred from a Chinese energy company, $4.8 million in one of the transfers, much of that money ending up in the hands of the Biden family and associates. And now critics say that Hunter Biden, maybe Joe Biden can't outrun this problem this time. The promise of Joe Biden, the candidate, was to return to normal. Remember, presenting himself as the nice old guy who had seen and heard everything and would be a transition away from the tumult of Donald Trump. He wasn't going to light the world on fire, but he wasn't going to wreck the car. But the reality of Joe Biden in the White House, the reality of Joe Biden in the Oval Office, the reality of Joe Biden president, anything but that. Especially the saga of Biden Incorporated. It's now that we've seen the suspicious activity reports involving several financial issues, James Comer bringing those to light, the chair of the House Oversight Committee. It's unfolding in real time now. And it's beyond clear at this point that the questions cannot be dismissed. Fake news, politically motivated. And even the specter of dragging Donald Trump into court will not make this go away. If they arrest Donald Trump on some ridiculous $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels when the Chinese Communist Party paid the Biden family $4.8 million in one transaction, you know, people can probably figure that one out. I'm going to have faith in my fellow man to be able to figure that one out. The intersection of money and influence sunk the presidential hopes of Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden would be wise to heed those lessons, but might be too late. The entire scandal developed another layer Friday when Hunter Biden filed a lawsuit against the computer repair shop owner, John Paul Mac Isaac, who handed his laptop over to law enforcement after discovering questionable material upon it and being unable to find Hunter Biden in his searches. But you know what Hunter Biden didn't claim? Libel. He didn't claim that John Paul Mac Isaac lied about anything. The lawsuit confirms that the laptop did come from Hunter Biden, not Russian disinformation efforts. As the media tried to pass off as truth in 2020, those assertions were used to clamp down and censor the 2020 story. It was a garbage story then, it's a garbage story now. Now the ongoing scandal has provided steady fodder for Biden's critics. The only thing Hunter Biden adds to the equation was access to his father, says U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. Lawmakers have shown little sign of slowing the investigation. Comer sending a letter to Rob Walker to appear for a transcribed interview. Walker, the associate of the Biden family, who the committee says was connected to the bank accounts in the Biden network that received over $1 million. The committee said that most of the payments to the Biden family came after Rob Walker received $3 million from a Chinese energy company. So the money keeps flowing in from Rob Walker. And yeah, Joe Biden can't outrun, he can't outrun anything. He can't even ride a bike that's standing still. He's not going to outrun Hunter Biden on this. Take a break and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.